No,
teacher.
I'm gonna teach.
Professor, you like teaching? That's nice. We need them too. Nope, you got brothers? Nobody's following the doctor?
Yes, my brother is.
Good thing one in the family anyhow. Well, no, if you don't like it, I wouldn't say I wouldn't advise learning it if you don't like it. You gotta pick out some trade you like. Engineering's nice. Chemical engineer makes good money.
I expect so. Now, at the table you'd eat with, well, when you're setting the table, you'd have to put out, at each place you would put a what? To eat with.
You mean a service? You put a big plate. Now, if it's a high-class reception dinner in the dining room, you put double plate out. You put a big plate down and you put your ordinary plates your food's gonna go on. That's high society, double plates, you know? And your nice silverware, a fork, a knife. And if you have soup, you got the big soup spoon. And you have a dessert spoon, if anything, dessert, that's the correct brand. Linen tablecloth and napkins. They still use that.
What different types of cutting instruments, cutting things did you have in the kitchen? You had what?
Carving, you mean?
Yeah.
Like a turkey?
Yeah.
Well, there's a great big fork and a great big knife you slice through.
Yeah,
it's the art to cut a turkey. You gotta learn how from a cookbook. So now maybe you begin on the when you go to cut the turkey leg, you cut up near the body part first, you know, give them the whole leg. You know, that's the first people eat generally at a table. And then you slice the breast. Now they got what they call butterball turkeys, that much more big breasted. They are delightful to eat and to carve.
Mm-hmm.
The old turkey's still here. I gave a turkey pan away the other day to my friend. It was black, but it's old timey. They used to, you have to sit by the oven, the one cooks it, and open the door every now and baste it, put that liquid over to keep it, you know, turkey gets dry. So this black pan had these bubbles in the cover, like, and it roasts its own turkey, cooks up and roasts over. And I hated to give it away, but I ain't gonna cook no more turkey, it's too much. So I gave it to my friend, and she has a turkey now and invites me, so I'll get turkey.
Yeah.
She says she has one right now. I said, well, here's the pan for you then. You don't have to bother. Shut your oven door, it cooks over, it, you know, makes a nice, of course, grease and stuff comes out the turkey, the fat melts, and then when it's half done, you can open the oven and kind of make a gravy, put onions and seasoning in there.
Yeah.
But turkey gravy is different to ordinary steak gravy. You don't put as much, I don't think you put onions in that, a little bit, not much.
Yeah. Now, after the dishes are done, after you wash the dishes, you got the soap off them, you do what? You
just run some hot water over them, finish the soapy part so they don't taste soapy when the next time you use them, you know? You double rinse them, hot water, and put them in a tray. What do you call that now? I got two of them home myself. A dish drain, you know? You put it on the side of your... You have that rubber underneath that the water drips down, runs down into the sink and don't dirty up your floor and that. And then you finally dry them. If you use hot water, you can let them sit an hour and they're perfectly dry and just put them away.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Down to the sink. What do you call the cloth or the rag that you use in washing dishes? That's
dish cloth.
Okay, and you dry them with a...
dish towel. Certain things kept for that.
Okay.